3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade. I do a social distancing massage for you.
I use it like the guitar, the top of the guitar, I'll dig it into his back.
Pretty Malik.
Why am I here? Oh, I'm going home.
And Big Rossi.
UK sensation.
Yeah, that's me.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for all the efforts you're doing. Amazing morning you always give us.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:02 for your Tuesday morning. It is Eddie in for Chris. Pretty Big Rossi. Good morning.
Good Hi. Morning. Hello. I asked Rossi the question as soon as he walked in.
Mm-hmm.
His thoughts about Everton last night. 1-1 draw.
Just a shame because we were winning 1-0. We had a lot of missed chances, Pretty.
So what does that? What does this mean? Are you out now? This is over?
Did you nearly say, are we out now?
Yeah, I nearly did. And then I stopped myself because I'm not
Jeff
allowed to say that.
Jeff heard you say that. No, I just think we're not. What do you mean we'll...
Like what? I don't
understand.
The
more games we win, yeah, the higher up the table we get.
And then what happens?
And then if you get high up the table, like in fourth or fifth position, for instance, you get to go and play European football. So you're going to play against teams in other countries.
So now where are you at?
Now... I don't know where we are now. I didn't even look at the table. I just went to bed, but we're probably about 8th or 7th or something like that.
Well, that's not very good.
So, yeah. So, I mean, other teams like West Ham, you just heard there, they won 3-2, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
West Ham, the manager is David Moyes. As you know, Pretty, he's a former Everton manager and he's smashing it. He's doing really well.
You're an 8th, by the way.
Yeah, we're in 8th position, yeah.
Oh, well, that's
another wasted game there. It's only a point, but... Yeah.
So whatever. How many more games until the end of the season?
There's 38 games in total, isn't there? So we've played 29. So yeah, we've
got nine.
So there's no hope left.
We've got nine games.
Yeah. Is it nine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say 11?
Yeah, I was like trying to do the maths.
Well, that's your football update. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Yes.
No, that's not the way it's going to work. Listen, we have a big show as usual. Obviously, we have a BMW to give you. Let's just be straight out. We got a car. We want to give it to you. That chance is coming up after 8 this morning. The pop quiz returns at 7:10. This hour, your chance to win with Nespresso as well. My gossip is back.
Mm.
There's a member of a club that has been kicked out, and it's all because of Justin Bieber.
Oh.
So imagine you're a member of, like, you know, one of those sports clubs or something like that. You've gotten kicked out because of Justin Bieber. I'll tell you why in about 20 minutes.
What do you mean, a sports club?
Like, you know,
like
they,
an exclusive club.
Like, you know, those country clubs or, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
you're
like
a member of a community.
Yeah.
Dude's been kicked out. It's all Justin Bieber's fault.
Oh, okay.
So I'll tell you what happened in 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Going to say hello to Shazad. Hello to Mao. Hello to Lucy. All texting in this morning on the way to Abu Dhabi. We love the Abu Dhabi crew, don't we?
Yeah.
Always on the way to Abu Dhabi. It's, as you went the other day, it's very easy to get
Such
there.
Such a seamless, easy process. If you're thinking about staycations and you're thinking, oh, but, you know, Abu Dhabi, you got to do so many things. Super easy. One of the easiest things I've done, honestly. Mm. So, you know, go for it.
Yeah, very, very easy. You might have even tempted me to go on a staycation there.
You should. Honestly, it's beautiful.
Get back down to Yas Parks.
Saadiyat Island?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just so, and so not far. Like, it's closer than we think.
Oh, you're at the Rotana?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I was at the Rotana there.
That's the hangout, isn't it, when the Formula One is on? Like,
oh, is it?
I'm always in that hotel for some reason.
It is gorgeous, and the beaches are beautiful along that coastline. Like, it's so pretty.
I remember being in that hotel when Paul McCartney was on. He performed. My friend, my best man, Rocky.
Yeah.
He came over for the Formula One, and he missed his flight. He was on his way. To another destination.
Yeah.
And he got to be stuck in the UAE when the Formula One was on.
Mm.
And we spent the whole day having lots of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
And then he had too much fun.
Yep.
And fell asleep in the lobby of that hotel.
No way.
While I dumped him and left him to go and watch Paul McCartney.
No way.
I said to him, there's one thing I'm never going to miss.
Of course, it's Paul McCartney.
I'm never going to miss this. And I just left him. And I've never regretted that ever since.
Does he know?
That was the best move I've ever done.
Does he know that you left him?
Yeah.
Or did he like just wake up and go, oh, what? Shouldn't we go to the show? And Rossi was like, nah, no. I was cancelled.
I came back. I came back because he was due to get on another flight. Came back.
Right.
And I tracked him down to the airport. He was at the airport.
Oh.
Wasn't allowed on the flight for some reason. He must have been... Must have been tired. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, was really just needed to sleep.
But anyway.
Adventures in Abu Dhabi. So if you're on the way to Abu Dhabi, just think about Rossi and his best friend, Rocky.
Best weekend ever.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's good. Yeah, he's still single.
Aww.
He's looking for love.
I've told Maz about him. You know, Maz from the evening show.
I don't think they're a good match.
No?
I don't think it'll work, Rossi.
Nala, would you be interested?
No.
He looks like Danny DeVito. Do you know who Danny DeVito is? The cute guy from Twins, do you remember that movie? No, Matilda.
Matilda, the evil dad.
Do you remember Matilda. Him? He's available if you're interested.
Why not?
Nala, he's old enough to be your father.
Did you just say why not?
She did.
Can you just sign this?
No,
for me?
Definitely
I'm
not.
I want Daniel Ricciardo. So
okay. All right. Well, calm down
yourself.
There. Pretty Malik's gossip. So Hollywood's most exclusive private club has just kicked out one of their members because of Justin Bieber. But why? Because they tipped off photographers that Justin and Hailey Bieber were on the property. It's called San Vincent Bungalows. They pride itself on privacy with strict rules against cell phones, photos, recording, anything, letting out information about the members of the club. And in their April newsletter, it was revealed that they had to terminate a member who let information out about Justin Bieber. The photo, paparazzi took photos of them, and within 24 hours, they figured out who it was, and then they got rid of him. So,
wow.
They take these rules very seriously.
Well, if you want to attract more superstars, that's what you've got to do, right?
You have to keep it private. Yeah, exactly. They need like a haven, like a safe haven, you know, to be in. Reggae Jean Page, I know you love talking about him. He explained to Variety why he will not be returning to the second season of Bridgerton. Everyone was shocked when they announced that he will be exiting. We will not see the Duke of Hastings. He said it's a one-season arc. It's going to have a beginning, middle, end. Give us a year. Page said that when the producers pitched the role to him, it was presented as a one-season limited series type situation. It was never meant to be longer than that. If you have read the books, it's based on books. Bridgerton is based on books. Every book is focused on a different character.
Okay.
Right.
So he was never meant to go beyond that season.
Okay.
That's it. We're done with his character. Now season two is going to focus on Anthony Bridgerton's life.
But they might bring him back like in a cameo somewhere down the line.
I think the ratings of that show were so high because of him.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the story. So they will probably, you know, Shonda Rhimes, who's amazing, will have to probably think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe. And finally, Piers Morgan. He has done an explosive interview. So if you don't know, Piers stormed off the set of Good Morning Britain, his old show on ITV, after the whole Meghan Markle, Prince Harry interview.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically being called out by his co-host, didn't like what was being said. He's like, nah, I'm done, I'm out. He was fired, he's done, he doesn't have that job anymore.
Mm.
So he's done his first kind of interview since that with Fox News' Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's sticking by his guns. He explained his exit. Have a listen.
I still don't believe what they were saying. And in particular, I don't believe what Meghan Markle said. 17 different claims by the pair of them have now been proven to be either completely untrue or massively exaggerated or unprovable. I didn't believe Meghan Markle. A huge furore erupted through the day. I was an outrage. I wasn't allowed to have an opinion that I didn't believe what she was saying, even though it was clear to me in real time as I was watching the interview, that there were a number of things which just couldn't be true.
He also went on to say when Meghan was talking about having suicidal thoughts, and she said that no one from the firm or the royal family helped her, Pierce says that is an absolute lie. Have a listen.
It's not for me to say whether she felt suicidal. That's only for her to know, and I couldn't possibly say. What I was taking issue with was that she claimed she went to two members of the royal household, a senior aide, and also to human resources. And she told both of them that she was feeling suicidal and needed help And both of them rejected that and said she couldn't get help because it would be bad for the brand of the royal family. I just find that impossible to believe, that you would have two people in the palace who would be that callous to a woman telling them that that she was suicidal.
Wow. So basically he's calling her a liar.
Yeah.
It's just two conflicting sides. That's just what it is.
It is. I mean, there's lots of different opinions on the whole thing in the first place.
Yeah.
Never mind just Piers Morgan, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he's known for being controversial. Yeah. I am certain this man is going to be back on television in some capacity somewhere.
It'll be interesting to see when that goes out in the UK, that interview, because my Facebook will light up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, do you think people will be in support of his comments or against it?
Oh, I think it's divided, right?
50-50, yeah.
Yeah.
On my newsfeed, it's 50-50.
Okay. That interview happened just a few hours ago, so I'm sure you're going to be seeing that pop up soon, Lucy.
Yep. Thanks, pretty. Hit us with the attack.
Peace out, home fries.
It's time for another throwback bit right now. Chris is obviously not here, so we like to slip him in the show every now and again. It is his show, after all.
What?
We're contractually obliged.
Save that.
Contractually obliged to put Chris Fade in now and again. But this bit was great. Actually, it was you versus Chris in a game that I created, and it had the most catchy name ever.
Unusual.
Have a listen.
But catchy.
It's called the Lip Reading Game. With noise-cancelling headphones. It's catchy, isn't it? Good name.
Can I hear the name of the segment again?
The Lip Reading Game with noise-cancelling headphones.
Well, how did you come up with that name? That was amazing. Can we make an intro for it right now? The Lip Reading Game with noise-cancelling headphones. The Lip Reading Game with noise-cancelling headphones.
Great intro.
Good intro.
Great intro.
Actually pretty catchy, I'm not going to lie.
So we're putting on headphones. Pretty's not going to be able to hear a word that I'm saying.
Yes.
And I'm going to be mouthing out movies.
Movies.
Movie title names. You've got to guess what I'm saying, all right?
Okay.
We've got 60 seconds.
Should I put them on now?
Yes. Pretty, can you hear me? You're so annoying to travel with.
Oh.
Like, honestly, she was so annoying to travel with.
This is great.
What are you saying?
We can say anything we like about it now. Yeah. That's the best thing.
Gosh, just annoying.
Yeah.
All right, ready, pretty? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, ready to go.
How many movie titles can pretty get from me? I'm going to be screaming them out, but she can only read my lips. And go. Frozen.
Voting. Frozen.
Frozen, yes.
Yes, well done.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty
and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm good at lip reading.
Aquaman.
You said that wrong.
Oh, whoa. Moana.
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Yes, I'm good. Transformers.
Oh my gosh.
Titanic.
Shia LaBeouf.
Titanic.
Titanic.
Yes. Avengers.
Endgame.
What, am I that good? Or Black Panther.
Black Panther. Why are you making these faces?
Because it's working. Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is...
Minions.
Midnight.
Minions.
Midnight.
Minions.
Big.
Time's up.
Big what?
How good was that?
How many did I get? I did really
well. Every single one. Was that me being good or you being good?
I'm a good lip reader.
You got eight. You're going to suck at this right now.
All right, now we're flipping. I'm putting the headphones on.
I'm going to do celebrities.
Okay, celebrities.
Oh, wow.
Can you hear?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear
you. Can you hear us?
Chris.
I can't hear you.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, and go.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Yep. Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
Lionel.
Dr. Walk.
Messi.
Messi.
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sandra Bullock.
Swift.
12 Fissy.
Twelve
Fissy.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Fissy.
Taylor
Sounds like a disease.
Okay, next one.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Courtney
Kardashian. O.J. Simpson.
What? Kourtney Kardashian.
Ochi.
Kardashian.
Ochi.
Kourtney.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Time's
up.
How many did I get?
Chris, you got 6.
How many did she get?
Pretty much.
Hey, good job. That was good.
But is it me or her that's good?
I'm a good lip reader.
I'm a good lipper.
What?
What's the other side of a lip reader?
The guesser. Okay, so who's...
Anyway, that was a great game. It was called Lip Reading Game with Noise Cancelling Headphones. Yeah. The Lip Reading Game with Noise Cancelling Headphones. Yeah.
Money. Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
If you go to the Dubai Ice Rink, you'll see RackBank right in the middle. I was there the other day and they proudly sponsor the Ice Rink and us as well here at the Chris Fade Show's Pop Quiz.
Yeah!
10,000 dirhams could be yours. Who's going to get that chance this morning? We're going to go to line 3 and say hello, Alicia. How are you?
Hello. Good to hear you today.
Nice to talk to you as well. Where are you from?
Finally. I'm from Russia.
I'm
from Russia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whereabouts?
Next to Moscow.
Okay. Next to Moscow. That's on my bucket list of places to go, Moscow.
Oh, you must visit.
Yes. I really, is it a bad idea to go like in the middle of winter?
It is a bad idea.
But I want to see all the snow and I want to be like bundled up. What's the best time to go to Moscow?
The best is summer.
Summer.
Or at least early autumn, yeah. Early autumn, okay.
Are there any Russian comedians that we should look out for? Like funny comedians that are breaking boundaries across all nationalities? Any good comedians?
We have good, but they're Russian speakers.
only speaking in Russian, is it? I'd love to watch them, actually. I'd be intrigued to see.
Random. I have to say this, though. In my neighborhood growing up, where I'm from in New York, predominantly Russian.
Mm.
But everyone, like a lot of people that I would run into on the streets or say hello to in my building, whatever it is, knew Bollywood songs. And movies.
Really? They
obviously.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what it was called.
It's big in Russia, is it, Alicia? You watch a lot of Bollywood movies and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
you
know.
Do?
Interesting.
My favorite is Desi Boys.
Is what?
And then
Desi Boys.
Desi Boys.
You're a big John Abraham fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite as well, yeah.
John Abraham is your favorite?
Yeah, I like him. He's great.
Not John Abraham, the other one.
Akshay Kumar?
Akshay Kumar, yes.
Okay.
Look at you.
It's amazing like how obviously John Abraham does Desi Boys and then he goes on to direct like Star Wars and stuff like that. Like, it's amazing the way...
It's not funny. Person. Not happening.
Wrong person.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
Oh, dear.
And you know, one fact for you.
Yeah.
I used to speak Russian in the day when I was working in logistics. But
what?
I completely forgot. Yeah. I forgot everything. The only thing I remember is Privyet.
What does that mean?
Like, hello.
Hello.
Spasiba.
And spasiba.
Spasiba.
Yes.
And the other word that I know is babushka. Grandma.
No. Babushka. Not sure why foreigners learn it. It's just a grandma.
I don't know why either, but I guess because I have a lot of older people in the neighborhood, so I'll be like, babushka.
Okay.
Well, enough of that. Let's get you winning. Do this for Akshay Kumar, okay?
Do it.
You can do it, Alicia.
I've got the 10 questions in front of me, Alicia. Just remember to say pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Alicia. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. The company Samsung is headquartered in which continent?
Asia.
What singer donated $1 million to Ethiopia this week?
Pass.
How many players are on a rugby sevens team?
Pass.
Who played the Joker in The Dark Knight?
Pass.
Simba is the main character from which movie?
Lion King.
The droid BB-8 features in which movie series?
Pass.
How many children does Adele have?
2.
Who is the richest man in the world right now?
Bill Gates.
What Canadian singer dropped an album called Freedom this week?
Pass.
How many daughters does Barack Obama have?
Two.
What singer donated $1 million to Ethiopia this week?
Pass. No idea.
I don't know if Akshay Kumar is going to be happy. 300 dirhams.
Yeah.
Hey, 300 dirhams is better than zero, right, Alicia?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so what did you get wrong here? The Weeknd donated $1 million to Ethiopia this week. There are seven players on a rugby sevens team. That was the clue. Heath Ledger played the Joker in The Dark Knight. The droid BB-8 is featured in Star Wars.
That's why I did the bad joke at the start of the pop quiz, because it was a Star Wars question.
He was trying to help. Adele has one child. Jeff Bezos is back to being on top, being the world's richest man right now. And Justin Bieber dropped the album Freedom this week.
Well, you tried your best. Thank you so much for being on this morning, Alicia. You were great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to hear you.
And hello to all the Russians listening. Thanks.
Yeah!
This is Virgin Radio. Brady and Alex gossip.
So Rihanna, she went incognito to attend a rally in New York City condemning anti-Asian violence. She seemed to blend into the crowd of protesters that gathered in Times Square to demand an end to attacks targeting Asian Americans in the city. There's been an increase of incidents that have been going on. It is horrific what is happening right now. And none of the other demonstrators seem to recognize Rihanna at all. At one point, one of the demonstrators went up to her because they were taking photos.
Yeah.
And they went up to her and said, hey, we just want to tag you in this. What's your handle? Mm. And when she showed that she is Rihanna, the guy was just shocked. He couldn't believe that.
Oh, wow. Did she have security with her as well?
No, she was just there protesting, doing her thing. So good on Rihanna for giving voice to a cause that definitely needs attention right now.
Yeah.
Moving on to Shawn Mendes. He has been reunited with his G-Wagon, guys. Thieves broke into his L.A. home and swiped the keys to the Mercedes-Benz. Shawn and girlfriend Camila Cabello were both home at the time. The robber saw them, freaked out, left, but managed to get the keys on the way out.
Mm.
You know where they discovered the car?
Where?
Parked on a residential street in great condition. So maybe they just did it for the thrill of it all.
They needed a getaway car or something.
No, they had another car. I think they just did it for the thrill because...
Just to show, you know what, we can get into your house and...
Yeah, they didn't sell it. They didn't do anything to it. The car is in good condition, but no arrests have been made in this situation
yet. You have to give it a good clean, though, after, wouldn't
you? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
The cast of My Policeman has begun production for their upcoming film. And who is in that movie? Harry Styles.
Oh.
So a new picture has surfaced showing Harry, Emma Corrin, and David Dawson in a recording studio. We're not sure if it was like for a voiceover or for a new song for the movie. A release date for the film has not been announced yet, but this is the second project movie that he's already working on. The first one was with his now rumored girlfriend Olivia Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
He wrapped that up and now he's moving on to this. So Harry Styles really taking acting like super seriously.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's doing a lot.
I'm excited to see him. I love Harry Styles.
Would you say that he's the most like successful out of all the One Direction boys?
150%. Especially,
well, he's just won a Grammy, so certainly, definitely.
Yeah, he's the only one.
There you go. Pretty hitters with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
So, have you got the music, Eddie?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Let's play Topic Tennis. So, what's going to happen here is Nala in the studio number 7 over there is going to choose a couple of topics. She's going to give us them, and we have to go round and round the desk here in time to the music. So, if you play the music for us there, Eddie.
Answer here.
Yes, where those two...
Answer here.
Yeah, where Pretty says answer here, that's where we have
answer
to give
here.
Our answer to the relevant topic.
And it gets faster and faster and faster.
Mm-hmm. It is. I'm the champion of this. I never get beat.
That's what you think.
What is the order?
I bet you Eddie is going to be the worst out of the three of us.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
What is the order, Rossi? Who's going to go first?
Eddie, Pretty, and then Ross.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
Nala.
It's the same as always.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, topic number one. This is Eddie's favorite. Types of coffees.
Oh my god.
Types of coffee. Go on.
Go.
Espresso.
Okay. Latte.
A cappuccino.
Uh-huh. A mocha latte.
Flat white.
Americana.
Spanish latte.
Cloud foam.
Piccolo.
Oh, yeah, that.
I don't know.
No, yes.
I'm going to get you.
Right. This is for saying I'm a bad picker.
Okay, right. All right, give us another one then.
Okay, since we were talking about the Olympics, let's do types of sports.
Types of sports, okay.
Football.
This is going to go on forever. Basketball.
Rugby.
Tennis.
Baseball.
Squash.
Hockey.
Lacrosse.
Snowboarding.
Ping pong.
Swimming.
Badminton.
Oh no.
Basketball.
Oh no. I said that already. Out. That was my first answer.
He sucks. Oh, that's two down. Wait, Eddie's got two. Okay, two.
You're enjoying this.
Nala, come on, give us
last
another one.
This is fun.
This is fun. Like, we can do this all
you
day.
Do more?
Come on, let's go. Another one, Nala.
How about we change it? Now, Rossi, you start.
Yeah. All right, go, Nala. Next topic.
Types of desserts.
Rossi's forte.
Apple pie.
Chocolate cake.
Banana pudding.
Rice pudding.
This is going to go on forever, guys.
Fruit salad.
Oh, my goodness. Ice cream.
Meringue.
Ooh.
Macaroons.
Oh. Mochi.
Pavlova.
Oh.
Banana shake.
What?
That's not a dessert.
Oh,
it's a dessert.
Nah, it's a shake. Eddie, you are horrible at this game.
Well, hold on, though. I did go down to Black Tap yesterday, and the crazy shakes there look like a dessert.
It's a drink. It's not a dessert.
Yeah, but you wouldn't order it like alongside your dinner, would you?
Yeah.
No, but you would only have that, like only have that, right?
As a dessert, right?
Nah.
Not
a banana shake.
So just to sum up, three. Eddie has lost three times. What did I say at the start of this? Eddie will be the worst at this game.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Should we do one more?
No.
Yes. So you had an intruder, Pretty Malik. Tell us more.
I was telling Rossi the story off the radio. I have a feeling he wants me to say it on the radio so he can make fun of me.
Okay.
But it was a very scary situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I'm moving. Although it seems like I've been trying to move for a year, same. Feels the same for me. Eventually, I'll be living in this new place.
Okay.
And as it's a townhouse, so obviously it's got two floors.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going upstairs to kind of do the check, make sure lights, AC, everything is off before we left to lock up. As I'm in the room upstairs, there's a balcony.
Mm.
So I was just, you check the doors, make sure everything is locked, the New Yorker and me. Triple lock everything.
Safety first.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I saw something outside. And I thought, oh, maybe, maybe Jeff left something outside. Maybe one of the guys who was working on the house left something outside. Mm-hmm. And I got a little bit closer. On the second floor, or first floor, as you guys call it.
Okay.
In the balcony is a cat.
Oh, my gosh. And that is your
worst nightmare.
Exactly.
Now, I understand when you move into suburbia, there are going to be cats. I've come to terms with it. I'm okay with it. I have realized, I told Jeff, I'm never going to step out of the house at night alone. And that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Delivery is great in this city.
Okay.
Happy with it.
Well,
but
what happens when you're like doing your garden and stuff like that? Because you've got a garden.
Who's going to do it at night? Who does the garden at night?
You might sit in the garden at night.
Never. You know me. I never do that. And
what's the point in getting a townhouse?
It's not for me. It's sometimes, Rossi, in a relationship, you have to compromise.
Mm-hmm. I'm very good at that, actually. But anyway, go on.
So I have compromised here.
Yeah.
He wants the garden and that kind of life. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm just going to stay indoors. No problem.
Well, the problem is,
why and how does a cat get to the second floor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me how.
Is it easy to get onto that balcony? All right, Eddie, enough with the cat sounds. Is it easy to get onto that balcony area?
Apparently so. And then the cat got spooked, obviously, that I came up to the door. Must have been, like, freaked out.
Mm.
And then I saw it jump, and I was like, oh, my goodness, the cat jumped from the building till the ground. Now I'm thinking, is this cat hurt? I go to the next room. I'm like, shake it off. Go to the next room. There's another balcony there. The cat has jumped into the other balcony.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Now
okay.
I'm freaked out, never opening the balcony door ever again. I'm bolting it shut. No one is allowed to go outside.
Did it have a collar on?
No.
It's a stray cat. Oh, that's even worse, pretty. Oh,
so
stray,
now,
any of those stray cats.
You adopted. Hey, do you want another cat, Rossi?
No, I do not.
Rossi, come over.
No.
Get the cat.
No.
Can you keep it, please?
No.
Can you come over and just take it?
No.
Please.
No.
It's really, it's small. It'll fit in with Yusufa.
Really?
Your cat.
No.
Do it, Rossi.
No. Maybe you should adopt it.
No. Isla needs a cat. Annie needs a cat. They both need cats.
I do not need any more
Eddie,
cats.
Eddie, do you want a cat?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? Someone.
So sure.
Just take the cat.
You know what you can do?
Yes?
You know, Chris, remember Chris bought all this cat stuff.
I am not keeping a cat house in the balcony.
You know what you need to do, though, to get rid of a cat? Apparently, you get a water bottle,
yes,
right, with water in, and then you put orange peel inside.
Yes, I read that because also, as soon as it happened, we started researching how to naturally deter cats from coming in. I don't want to hurt the cat.
Yeah.
I just don't want it coming near me.
Okay. Get a dog, pretty. Get a dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a dog. But anyone want, Rossi, just come over. Take the
I'm
cat.
I'm not having a cat. I've got
just
a cat already.
Cat.
I don't want any more cats. So yesterday I did something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really good, actually.
Yeah?
Me and the kids and Liz. Liz organised it. I can't take credit for this one. But
okay.
We went down to the Dubai Fountains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never done it before.
Get out.
Yeah.
No.
You've never gone to the fountains?
Never done it.
You've never seen it live?
Never. I've sent people down there.
What?
Are you kidding?
Mother-in-law comes on holiday. Oh, this is a great opportunity to have some peace. Send it down to the fountains so they go and experience it. I'd never seen the Dubai fountains before.
What was your experience like?
Unbelievable. We did it a bit differently because we went on the RTA little boats.
Oh, yeah. They have it in the fountain. You can go into the fountain.
You can go on it. 65 dirhams it was.
That's amazing.
Through the RTA. And you get to go on there and go for a little tour. And then you're in the water when the fountains go off.
That's beautiful.
And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Loved it. And I just thought to myself, how have I not done this before?
Did the girls enjoy it? The kids enjoyed it?
The girls loved it. Yeah, they really did enjoy it. Liz loved it as well.
But I just can't believe living here all these years. You've been here, what, 12 years? 13 years?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You have never seen the fountains. That's insane.
I've seen the fountains in Las Vegas. I've never seen the fountains in Dubai. And I live literally 5 miles away from it.
It's a different experience, though. The fountains with the Burj Khalifa and the backdrop. You've got Souq al-Bahar, Dubai Mall to the other side. It's just, it's, you get quite, like, I remember one of the first times I saw it, I got quite emotional watching it.
Yeah.
It's very moving.
It was
to
great.
See it. It's beautiful.
With the music and everything.
It was the first one of the day, actually, and it was
What's the song?
That,
which one?
It was from the movie Shawshank Redemption, where they play it over the tannoy. I'm sure it's that operatic.
Hummet.
The woman singing it, I don't remember how it goes.
So it was like one of those like really dramatic experiences.
It was like
amazing.
It was really good. And I was like, I can't believe I've lived in Dubai for this long and I've never done it.
Okay,
and it got me thinking, there must be people in the UAE that have lived here for many years and not done the most amazing things.
You're right. Because when you live in the city, you tend not to be a tourist in your own city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So you're right, Rossi. Okay, let's get the call. 04-871-5544. How many years have you lived in the UAE and what have you not done yet?
Yeah, call us up with the line, I've lived in the UAE and I still haven't done this.
Yeah.
That's what you got to call us up with right now. We want to be amazed.
Yeah.
Eddie?
I've lived in the UAE for now what? 19 years.
And you haven't?
Done two things.
What?
I've never gone on a desert safari.
What? In 19
never.
Years?
Never.
How did you escape that?
I've never done
that. That was like my first week here.
I don't know. The opportunity never came about.
Okay.
Never done that. Never gone to Kite Beach.
Kite Beach by me?
Never, never.
Right,
I just hear people talking about Kite Beach. You're like, what is that all about?
Wow.
Never done it.
That's amazing.
I've lived in the UAE and I've never done what? 04-871-5544.
How about you, pretty?
I've lived in the UAE now for nearly 13 years.
Yeah.
And every time I have planned to go to the Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi,
oh,
it never works out. And it is, I am desperate to go and see it because it's so beautiful.
It is.
And it's such an experience, like a spiritual experience.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Every time I have planned to go, they have closed or the hours, I've gotten it wrong. So that is on my bucket list, and that is my goal for 2021. I will go.
I've added that to my list as well. I haven't done that yet.
You haven't done that?
Yeah. No. It seems so beautiful.
It's
so, okay,
amazing.
We want to hear from you. 04-871-5544. I've lived in the UAE, and I have never done what?
Farouk. Hi, Farouk.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Pretty Rosie.
Good morning, mate. Tell us.
10 years now in Dubai and never been to the top of Burj Khalifa.
Whoa! Wow. You got to do it, Farouk. It's insane.
Oh, I've spent 100 sending friends and family over.
Yeah.
The multiple times, but
you know,
it's great, yeah.
You know, that happens all the time. When you're living in the city, you tend not to do the touristy stuff. It's a great way, while you're at work, send your friends and family who are visiting, go do the touristy stuff, and then meet for a meal later or whatever it is. But honestly, it is so worth it, and I recommend going during sunset. Mm-hmm. So you can see it during the daytime and then see the lights turn on in the city and see it at night as well.
Yeah, it is unbelievable.
I might leave it to the last thing I do, perhaps when I'm leaving the UAE for good. Who knows?
Don't leave us!
Yeah. No, we need as many listeners as we can. But yeah, it's amazing. And now there's a whole new floor above.
Yes.
Floor 120, floor 24 as well. So you got to do that, mate. Go and do it. It's awesome.
Indeed.
Maybe take.
You guys are doing a great job without Chris there. I'm sure you're not missing.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much. Can you just say that again? I'm going to save that.
Yeah, sure. My vote's always with Rossi, but I never get through for the voting.
Well, listen, have a great day, mate. Thanks for calling up, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Bye bye. Melvin, tell us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, you've lived in the UAE for how many years?
I've lived in the UAE for 24 years and I've not been on the top of Burj Khalifa.
You too? What is going on, Burj Khalifa? If you're listening to this, get in contact. We need to send everyone.
Okay, Melvin, so you've lived here for 24 years. How old are you?
Correct. I'm 27. I've come down here when I was 3 years old and I've not been at the top of the Burj Khalifa.
Melvin, this is your home.
Yeah.
Yes.
You gotta do it, man.
Away from home. Mm-hmm.
Go and do it, Melvin. Go to Atmosphere for breakfast because it's absolutely unbelievable if you haven't done that. Leo, you've lived in the UAE for how many years?
I've lived in the UAE for 2 years.
Yep.
Yes, I've never been to the JBR, the beach. And also, I've never been to the Burj Khalifa.
Okay. What's your job? What do you do here?
I drive taxi. I take people everywhere, but I don't get in.
Oh, no!
Somebody give Leo a job to JBR, please.
Yeah.
Are you an Uber driver, RTA? What type of taxi?
Taxi driver.
Yeah, RTA then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Someone
takes you down there, and you know you can have a little break. Just get out your taxi, and just leave it in the space, and go and have a look around JBR.
Why not?
Well done, Leo. Thanks for your call, my friend. Who have we got here? Dorothy. 19 years you've lived in the UAE. Is that right?
Yes.
And you've never done what?
I've never been to Desert Safari. I've never been to the Wild Wadi.
Okay.
Ooh. But I recommend people to go. But
oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, go to Wild Wadi. It's great. I've never been, though, but it's great.
Dorothy, you have to do it. A desert safari, I feel like, is a rite of passage when you get to the UAE. You've got to do one. You've got to feel like you're almost going to throw up in one of those sand dune things.
It's unbelievable.
Just, you have to do it.
And if you're going to do it, Dorothy, do it in style. Platinum Heritage was one of the best ones I've ever done. You should do that, by the way. It's a little bit more expensive. Yeah, but it's great. Well, thank you for your call, Dorothy. And finally, let's go to Alistair. How long have you lived in the UAE, Alistair?
Good morning, guys. We've been here for close on 10 years now.
Okay, and what have you not done?
So we haven't done the quintessential Dubai Friday brunch.
How have you stayed away from that, Alistair?
No, I can't believe I'm talking to someone who hasn't done a brunch. You need to come out with me, Alistair.
Oh my gosh, yeah, probably, eh?
I'm the king, man. I'm the king of brunch. What do you do instead? Do you have like a braai instead of a brunch?
Yeah, bro.
I love it.
Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us.
We are out of here.
Mm-hmm.
The day is done.
Done and dusted.
The day's just started. What am I saying?
Well, the morning is done.
We've got to come back later. Yeah. I thought it was Wednesday today. You know, Tuesday, Wednesdays, I always get them sort of mixed up. And I always think it's Wednesday.
No, we're only halfway through the week. Well, yesterday, Jeff, my husband, thought it was the weekend. He goes, oh, I'm so glad you're off tomorrow. I'm like, dude, what world are you in?
Oh, my God.
It's only Monday. We got a whole week to go, buddy.
What a disappointment.
Life and times of Jeff. Jeff and James. What a life.
I don't think time is not a construct for him.
No.
So it's just like, it doesn't matter.
He gets up like quite early-ish
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
He's changed his ways in a bit, yeah. like, because he used to sleep in, didn't he, all day and be up all night.
Yeah. But he's up quite early every single day. Mm. Don't know what he does, but he's up.
Yeah.
Is he still making bread?
Yeah, still making bread.
Look at that.
Still making
bread.
My
man.
Jeff's loaves are available, are they? You should do that on Instagram. I told you
Jeff's
about that.
Jeff's loaves?
Yeah.
We need a cooler name than that.
Jeff's bread.
Bread by Jeff.
Bread by Jeff.
Nice.
How's that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Bread by Jeff. Well, there's a business idea.
It is. I love, you know, on a Friday morning, I get on my Vespa and I go to this little bakery, this woman.
Oh, you've told me about her.
You have to order it online.
Yes.
But then you go and pick up these like high quality French loaves. It's just amazing. I ate 3 loaves to myself the other week.
Like big ones.
And they're about that big.
Like they're huge.
In 24 hours, I ate 3 of them.
Gosh, Rossi.
Wow. So amazing.
You know what gluten does to your stomach, Rossi.
I know.
You can't be doing that.
I know.
But the smell of fresh bread is...
Oh my... Yeah. How great is the smell of
literally,
fresh
bread?
Literally,
they should bottle it up somehow.
I think they can get candles with that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to find it. That's my mission for today. Gonna find candles that smell like bread.
Okay, well, if that doesn't make you come back to listen to the show, we'll give you an update on that tomorrow. Pretty is going to look for a loaf that smells of bread.
We'll catch you later. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.